Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Bus stop shooting in Jerusalem. Hamas claims no top-level leaders were killed. President Trump asked about the attack, saying he was disappointed.
President Trump was also asked about his ties to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The president denies he wrote and signed a lewd note with a drawing of a woman's body for Epstein's birthday book back in 2003. Trump last night speaking about the note for the first time since lawmakers released it. He calls it a forgery. When asked if he's willing to meet with Epstein's survivors, Trump said he hasn't even thought about that.
ABC's Perry Russum. South Korean media says a chartered plane has left the U.S., returning Korean workers detained last week. This is ABC News. The health department is out with a new report on how to fulfill Secretary Robert F. Kennedy's promise that he will make America healthy again. It calls for more research and stepping up public-private partnerships. ABC's Jay O'Brien, though, says it leaves a lot of key questions unanswered.
The open question as to how HHS is operationalizing itself really focuses on what they're going to do with vaccines. Will Secretary Kennedy take further steps to try to limit access to any other vaccines the way he's taken certain steps to limit access to the COVID vaccine? That's certainly something that concerns some Republican senators up here on Capitol Hill. There was that fiery hearing just last week where at least three Republican senators pressed Kennedy on that issue and said they have questions about his job performance.
And after more than 10 years of work, researchers in Australia have come up with a vaccine to protect koalas from chlamydia. The disease is blamed for up to half of all deaths among koalas, which were put on the endangered species list 3 years ago. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
For today, the forecast calls for temps in the mid to upper 70s with some spotty showers. Partly cloudy today. For tonight, mixed skies and mild and a low of 53. Thursday, sunny and very summery, a high of 79. 83 on Friday and 87 Saturday. Right now, a little bit of light rain, 0.02 of an inch of precip this morning. And after an earlier reading of 57, it is 55 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Wednesday, September 10th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we've watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Singing his praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise in the eastern sky all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more.
When I was young, I would play in the field for hours. Sometimes it seemed the day went by so fast. And I would pray for an never-ending day somehow. Then I read in the Word about how long heaven lasts. In a million years we'll still be singing His praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. The shouts will rise in the eastern sky, all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more. Now I'm older and I'm blessed with a home and family. Though some have gone on, a few more have come our way. There's a promise true and mercy's new every morning. And we'll all be together singing forever someday. In a million years we'll still be singing His praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise in the eastern sky, all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years we'll be ready for a million more. In a million years. Singing His praises with the family and the friends who've gone before. Well, the shouts will rise through the eastern sky, all the way to heaven's shore. In a million years, we'll be ready for a million more. In a million years, we'll still be singing His praises with the family and the friends who've gone before.
We start today in a positive way with Legacy 5, In a Million Years. Before that, our national anthem performed by Maggie May. And here we are together again, friends.
Start your day the Wisconsin way. Brouhaha Coffee and the Light in the Milk House Show, 5 a.m. weekdays on WRCO.
Phil Nee with you, the mighty vibe making its way through the raindrops this morning and the little animals. I didn't see any little deer this morning, but I have recently. They are on the move, so be extremely careful there. Boy, I wouldn't want to hit one with my bicycle either, I tell you. That wouldn't be good. So drive carefully on your way out and about today. It is good to be with you as we start the chores. We have sports scores coming up in a few minutes. Another tough loss in Texas for the Brew Crew. So a difficult one there last night, a close game. And they'll play another series game today against the Rangers. So more about that in just a few minutes. This is Diamond Rio.
Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else a bigger place in my life. Ooh, we something good. So tell me why she would. Oh, and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. I remember how she called me and said she'd stay forever true. Back then the future looked so rosy, but tonight it's looking mighty blue. Baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else a bigger place in my life. Ooh, we had something good. So tell me why she would. Oh, and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye.
from someone new. I only know how much I miss her. I wish she hadn't broke my heart in two. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make a place in my life. Oh, we had something good. So tell me why she wouldn't go and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, me, oh, my sweet baby said goodbye. Oh, no one else can make her place in my life. Oh, we had something good. So tell me why she wouldn't go and make me cry. Oh, me, oh, baby said goodbye.
Hamilton the Fourth riding the steel rail out of Canada today as we greet you with the Light in the Melcow Show, Wednesday morning edition. Today, a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 9 until 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. To book a time to give blood or platelets, visit redcrossblood.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, or use the Red Cross Blood Donor app. And there's still time to get household entries in for the Viola Horse and Colt Show. Online entries will be accepted through today. See Premium Books for details. And if you haven't picked one up, they still are available at Richland County Bank.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's back to school time, and when the smoke clears, why not shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance? New models are coming in, which means super savings on closeout models in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Stop in early for the best selection.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you get to Oakwood, you're out there having fun.
It's apple season at Oakwood Fruit Farm, featuring fresh-picked favorites like Honeycrisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Perfect for eating or cooking. Sip on fresh apple cider, and in the bakery, hot apple cider donuts made fresh daily, homemade caramel apples, turnovers, cookies, and even take and bake pies. Every Tuesday, enjoy 10% off all apple purchases. And while you're there, brighten your porch with beautiful fall mums and pick your own grapes. Oakwood Fruit Farm is open daily, 9 to 5. Follow the signs south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Good morning from WRCO Radio. Light in the Milk House check of sports is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Richland Center boys soccer team lost to visiting Wisconsinites Barneveld 3-0 in a match heard on WRCO last night. Lakeside Lutheran and River Valley tied scoreless after two halves. And it was Belleville-New Glarus over Platteville-Lancaster 3-2. In high school volleyball, it was Ithaca over Weston in four sets. Also, Seneca swept Waseca Steuben and DeSoto 3-0 over Kickapoo in volleyball from last night. Michael Hellman hit a two-run home run during a four-run fifth inning, minutes after making a leaping backhanded catch that prevented a two-run homer as the Rangers beat the Brewers 5-4. Milwaukee scored three times in the top of the fifth inning. Texas has won 13 of its last 17 games to cut a 7.5 deficit behind first-place Houston to 2.5. The teams will play the final game. The Brewers have not been swept in a three-game series
since the opening series of the season against the New York Yankees. Today's finale features Freddy Peralta on the hill against Merrill Kelly for the Rangers. Elsewhere, it was Baltimore 3-2 over Pittsburgh, Seattle 5-3 over St. Louis. The Cubs won against Atlanta 6-1, Philadelphia 9-3 over the Mets, Washington 7, Miami 5, Cincinnati 4, San Diego 2, San Francisco 5-3 over Arizona, and the Dodgers 7-2 winners against Colorado. In the American League, Cleveland 2, Kansas City 0, Detroit 12, the Yankees 2, Tampa Bay 5-4 over the White Sox, Toronto 4, Houston 3, the Angels 12, Twins 2, Boston 6-0 over the Athletics. Also in baseball from last night, WNBA Indiana over Minnesota 83-72, and Las Vegas beat Chicago 92-61. Scores for you today on a Wednesday morning.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
The aerobic polka today is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's SUPPZ.
SUPPZ.
SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
It is 5:22, 3/100ths of an inch of rain now recorded here at the studios in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. We're at 55 degrees. And guess what, kids? It's aerobic polka time, a one and a two and a...
I just want her to be nice and chummy with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. I just want her to be kind of friendly with me, but she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Oh, I plead and beg for just one little kiss, but that hard-boiled egg just sits there like this. We could have so much fun, but it takes more than one, and she don't wanna, she don't wanna. You'll know who's to blame. Boy, if she wanted to, gee, what we couldn't do. But she don't wanna, she don't wanna. Thank you.
There you go, Don Peachy and the band, and She Don't Wanna, a sad polka for you today. Oh well, we're about 5 minutes away from farm news and markets, headed towards 72 later today with scattered light rain, mainly this morning, 54 tonight with a bit of fog, and warmer tomorrow, a high of 76 degrees. Wake up, little Susie, it's time for work.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. We've both been sound asleep. Wake up, little Susie, and weep. The movie's over, it's 4 o'clock, and we're in trouble deep. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie.
Spurs and pearl handled cap pistols and a gold mine I dug in the sand. I rode the fence line in our backyard each day on a stick horse that I called Old Dan. One day my mama called me aside and said, you can't be 14 again. There's not enough gold in your lost canyon mine. A job at the factory, but that never was really me. So we loaded up in our old pickup truck to go where I wanted to be. A rodeo clown picked me up off the ground at the Cheyenne Frontier Rodeo. And that was a start of breaking her heart. She said, you think a grown man would know? You're a little too old to play cowboy. It's high time that you made a change. So kick off your boots and get down on your horse, 'cause there ain't no home on the range. Bologna and beans were within our means, and a hamburger once in a while. A new pair of jeans is the answer to dreams when you live in rodeo style. One day my boy said, I don't want toys, just a friend who'll satisfy me. I knew right then that I'd come to the end, and the tears in his eyes said to me, change. So kick off your boots and get down your
'cause there ain't no home on the range.
Razzie Bailey and WRCO, a little too old to play cowboy. We're at 55 degrees on a middle-of-the-week Wednesday get-together, headed towards 72 later on. It is 5:30 and time for a farm news and market update today.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
A livestock marketer says Wisconsin's proposed fee increases would get passed on to the producer. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With Pioneer brand Plenish High Oleic soybeans, your dairy herd gets a dense energy source and bypass protein that can potentially improve milk fat production. Your best year starts with Pioneer. A livestock marketer says Wisconsin's proposed fee changes for sales barns, dealers, and haulers would harm producers. Kurt Larson with Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales tells Brownfield the proposed annual licensing fees are far above any customary or ordinary price.
Michigan, the Class 1 livestock auction pays $400 a year. Minnesota, livestock market agencies and public stockyards pay $300. So $420, we're in the ballpark, not a big deal. But they're actually proposing $7,010 increase per location.
And for 11 of Equity Cooperative's 13 locations, those annual licensing fees would jump from $5,460 a year to $81,730 per year. Larson says those costs can't be absorbed by the sales barns.
The only way any of us can recoup that cost is we have to go back to the producer and charge, you know, increase our fees to the producer in order to cover this. And, you know, we just don't believe that this is all a producer item, that the producer should be shouldering the full cost on this.
And he says it's hard to estimate what those extra fees would cost producers and sales volumes would affect them. Larson is urging producers, dealers, and truckers to participate in the public comment sessions in person or online September 11th, 16th, and 17th. A grain and oilseed analyst says there could be some improvement for commodity prices in 2026. Brownfield's Kellen Havikin has more from Husker Harvest Days.
Bree Botts with Terrain says the bottom price for corn was set in mid-August.
I'm optimistic that corn prices will rally to the $4.75, potentially even $5 range, because while I acknowledge global production is increasing, primarily led by the United States, consumption is increasing at a higher pace, and we're seeing stocks to use tighten up across the globe.
She tells Brownfield soybeans still face some uncertainty, but China's lack of purchases has already been priced into the market.
If we get any sort of biofuel clarity and or a trade deal executed with China, I expect prices to increase. However, the long-term fundamental issues between China being aligned with Brazil for import needs is going to likely persist longer term.
From Husker Harvest Days near Grand Island, Nebraska, I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
An ag economist says flexible land leases could be an option for producers looking for alternative rental arrangements for 2026. Purdue's Michael Langemeyer says adjusting terms can help farmers better manage financial stress. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel, all in, all season.
A very light round of direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day mixed. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. There was a handful of direct cash cattle trade reported on Tuesday. Dress steers in Nebraska were at $378. While that isn't enough to establish a price trend for the week, business is still $5 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Those are marked for delayed delivery. The rest of cattle country was quiet. More significant trade volume is expected to develop over the balance of the week. At the Tri-State Livestock Auction in Nebraska, after nearly a month break, a higher undertone was noted on yearlings. The USDA says some yearlings came off of short summer grass, with others out of grow yards. This was the first test for the market on bawling spring calves, most of which sold in packages. Demand was good throughout the sale. Medium and large one feeder steers, 562 to 583 pounds, brought $435 to $446. Feeder steers, 777 to 790 pounds, brought $384.25 to $394. Boxed beef closed mixed with light and solid demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $2.02 at $407.67. Select was $1.62 higher at $386.96. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 2,000 on the weekend, down nearly 9,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly sharply higher with a big negotiated run. The cash hog market does have long-term concerns about demand. But overall, there has been strength in the global market, even as China has pulled back on its purchases of U.S. pork. Pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space, which is helping provide support to domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct are up 227 with a weighted average of 106.10. The Iowa Minnesota was 44 cents lower with a weighted average of 103.92. The Western Corn Belt was up 203 with a weighted average of 106.24. Pork values closed sharply lower, down 222 at 114.16. Bellies, loins, hams, and ribs were all sharply lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower. Feeders were limit down on Tuesday on technical liquidation, and lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
You're not in the habit of leaving yield in the field. You don't let the acres hole out on you. No bushel of corn gets left behind. That's why you choose top performers like DeKalb brand VT4 Pro with RNAi technology. It's got gigantic performance potential with the research to prove it. And 5 modes of action to protect against pests. Ready to go for the yield? Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. In Wisconsin, grilling season never ends. That's why Walsh's Ace has everything you need to keep the flavor going year-round. From top quality grills and charcoal to savory meat rubs and all accessories, we got you covered. Whether you're tailgating, cooking out with friends, or just making dinner at home, Walsh's Ace is your grilling headquarters. Stop in today at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscatine, and Ace of La Crosse. Walsh's Ace, where the helpful hardware folks make every grilling season great, and we appreciate your business.
Most direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn both saw some profit-taking. November beans were down 2.5 cents at 10.31 and a quarter. January was 2 and a quarter lower at 10.50 and a half. December corn was 2 lower at 419 and three quarters. March was down 2 at 437 and a half. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply on technical liquidation ahead of widespread direct business. October live was down 562 at 23017. December was 640 lower at 23117. October feeders were down 925 at 34992. And hogs were mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and the lower midday move in pork. October lean was up 97 at 96.12. December was down 30 at 87.85. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Wanted, more rural veterinarians. How the U.S. Department of Agriculture aims to fix the problem today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has personally put out a call for new students of veterinary medicine. It seems there's a veterinarian shortage in rural America.
Because of a significant increase in education debt for our veterinarian students compared to their potential earnings, a decline in student desire to practice in rural areas is real. In a rapidly growing companion animal sector, the lack of rural food animal veterinarians is only expected to worsen unless we step in.
Speaking at the Veterinary College at Mississippi State University, Rollins announced the Rural Veterinary Shortage Action Plan, which includes new financial incentives to potential vet students. Rollins says the USDA itself is having problems finding veterinarians to fill its own staffing needs.
We have faced our own challenges just at USDA of competing with private companion animal clinics to hire and retain qualified veterinarians. This inability to fill even our own positions in both rural areas and in the federal government is alarming and threatens our supply chain.
Rollins also says the USDA will work with veterinary schools to recruit more students from rural America. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
A new CoBank report says the already tight dairy heifer market is going to get a lot tighter. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Economist and report author Corey Geiger tells Brownfield the next 2 years will see sizable drops in dairy replacement cows.
300,000 less dairy animals coming into the milking string this year. Next year, our projection here for 2026 is almost 438,000.
And Geiger says the expected recovery won't be a full recovery.
We don't see a rebound until 2027, and that will be up 285, but you got to remember that's going to be after 800,000 fewer heifers.
Geiger says more than 90% of the dairy animals are bred with artificial insemination. Conventional semen unit sales are down almost 5 million units, while gender-sorted semen to make heifer calves is up 3 million units, and beef semen to create beef on dairy calves is up 7 million units.
You know, these calves are selling for $1,000 a piece or more a couple days after birth. I get it.
Geiger says he expects dairy farmers will use more gender-sorted semen to make the dairy heifers they need without backing away from the profitable beef on dairy production. Geiger expects the sale of conventional semen to dairy producers will continue to fall, perhaps another million units this year. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower Tuesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 57 cents, no sales. 40-pound cheese blocks went down a penny to 176.5. 13 sales were recorded. Cheese barrels remain unchanged at 178, no sales recorded. Butter prices down 3.25 cents to 201.25 with one sale. Non-fat dry milk remained unchanged at 126 with no sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor from man to lawn.
Good morning. Your forecast calls for a high of 72 with some scattered light rain early. Otherwise, tonight 54, Thursday 76, and then it gets rather summer-like. Absolutely. Friday 82, Saturday and Sunday mid to upper 80s. Summer's not done yet. Right now, after 3/100ths of an inch of rain, we're at 55 degrees. Wednesday morning, September 10th. Time to catch a train with Roger Miller.
Engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. How much farther back did she get off? Old brown suitcase that she carried, I've looked for it everywhere. It just ain't here among the rest, and I'm a little upset, yes, tell me, engine, engine number 9, coming down the railroad line. I know she got on in Baltimore, 110 miles ain't much distance, but it sure do make a difference. I don't think she loves me anymore. I warned her of the dangers, don't speak to strangers, did by chance she find a romance, warmer lips to kiss her, arms to hold her tighter, stirring new fires inside her. How I wish that it was me instead of he that stands beside her. Anymore. No, I don't think she
Mornings go smoother with a strong coffee and local radio. Brouhaha powers the early hour right here on WRCO.
What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning before anything goes wrong? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What time of day?
What time of day?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing my song?
Should I sing it in the noontime with the bright sun shining on? He's taking the morning dew. He's taking the shadows too. I can sing I love you, and there's no doubt you love me too. What time of day should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the evening while the whole world sings along? Darkness has finally come, and the day is finally done, and everybody's having fun, but you're still my only one. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the nighttime when we're finally all alone? And the only still small voice I can hear is your sweet voice. You're my only choice, so it makes my heart rejoice.
What time of day
should I sing my song? Should I sing it in the morning while we're still all alone? There's only me and you and a honeysuckle dew. And I can sing I love you, and you know I really do. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What time of day
should I sing my song?
Should I sing
it in the morning? Should I sing it in the noontime? Should I sing it in the evening? Should I sing it in the nighttime?
Billy Thundercloud and the Chieftones, and What Time of Day here on WRCO on a Wednesday. Tony's weather is right around the bend. Another tough loss for the Brew Crew last night. Hopefully they can get back on the horse and win today and at least salvage one from the series. With a few weeks to go yet in the regular season, they still need a win or two to officially clinch a playoff spot. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It's back to school time, and when the smoke clears, why not shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance? New models are coming in, which means super savings on closeout models in Richland Center and Reedsburg. Stop in early for the best selection.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a small weather system sitting over Wisconsin still causing some scattered light rain. The amount so far from last night through this morning, generally around a few hundredths to a few tenths of an inch in the region. The heaviest stayed up in northwest and northern Wisconsin, where some places got over 1 inch. This moisture will gradually taper off by afternoon, but still a little bit moist out here, so the clouds hanging around. We'll have to watch out for some fog late tonight and early tomorrow. Otherwise, a rather warm stretch of weather ahead. Temperatures above normal all the way through the middle of next week. Feeling quite summer-like this weekend with a combination of highs in the 80s and dew points in the 60s, something we haven't seen too much of lately. Now, there will be a few shower chances off and on through the extended forecast, but right now we don't see any all-day washouts. Here's a forecast for today. Quite a bit of cloud cover, scattered light rain mainly this morning. High temperature about 72. The wind variable, just 2 to 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly or partly cloudy, areas of fog later, low at 54. Tomorrow, fog lifting, then partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 76. Light northeast to east winds around 5. Thursday night, partly cloudy, fog patches possible late, low at 53. Friday, partly cloudy and balmy with a high of 82. 30% chance of showers later Friday night. Saturday, a few showers or thunderstorms possible in the morning, then partly sunny, rather warm and humid, low 60, high of 86. Sunday remaining warm and sticky, with temperatures reaching about 85 degrees, partly sunny skies, chance of a couple of showers Sunday nights, and Monday variably cloudy, still warm, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible, high 84. Tuesday partly cloudy with a high of 82, a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Have a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
55 degrees and cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 78. Record high for September 10th goes back to 1931. It was 93. Record low 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 79 and the low 45. Sunset will happen at 7:21 this evening. Sunrise time this morning at 6:35. Right now the air is calm. Barometer at 30.06. We have picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rain. Following a midnight reading of 57, we're at our overnight low. It is 55 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop. By the Homesteaders Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. And Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered. Our update on the news is coming up next.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Poland says Russian drones entered its airspace and were shut down overnight with help from